This is Tri-States Public Radio News. Colleges and universities say there is a smaller pool of 18-year-olds than in the past. That means the competition to enroll those young adults is fierce among higher education institutions. Tri-States Public Radio talked to the president of Knox College to find out how that school is faring. The private liberal arts college currently has a bit more than 1,200 students. President Teresa Amat says ideally enrollment would be 1,400 to 1,600. She says that would allow the school to hire more faculty and offer more academic choices to students. Dr. Amat says the lower enrollment puts a lot of pressure on the school's revenue.
Students can choose where they go. They apply now to 10, 12 schools very often, and they are looking for scholarship assistance. It puts downward pressure on price because it's a different kind of a market. It's a buyer's market. I'm a labor economist, so we would call it a buyer's market in that sense. And so they have bargaining power. They can go to other institutions. So that, as I said, it puts pressure on revenue. This year, only 38% of the entering class came from Illinois, and that is a historic low. We've never been that low in the history of the college. And that bothers us. We want Illinois students. We are proudly rooted here in Galesburg, the town, as you know, founded by the same people who founded the college. So we feel pretty loyal to this region. And the fact that there are just fewer 18-year-olds is what's producing that decline in the number of Illinois students, in addition to the mass exodus of Illinois college-bound youth. We're first or second exporter in the nation of college-bound youth, and that troubles us. We want them to go to college here. They don't have to go to Knox. We want people to go to college, and we want people to grow the Illinois economy. So it's a larger economic development issue for the state, and we care about that.
Is this an issue as a result of the two-year state budget impasse?
I think that's part of it. I think just the demographics of just the decline of the numbers of students, period, just people having fewer babies and among those going abroad. It certainly hurt the perception that Illinois was a place you would want to go to college. I remember someone here in Galesburg said to me when we had that two-year budget problem that we were going to lose a generation of college kids. And that proved to be correct. It wasn't just a 1 or 2 year blip. It created an impression that the state was not committed to higher education, was not committed to young people, and was not a place that was going to be technologically sophisticated and advance into the future. So Knox, like a lot of schools, we've had to make some very hard choices. We've had to do some belt tightening and we try as much as we can to do that in a voluntary way. We have introduced both faculty and staff retirement programs, retirement incentives. But we're looking at every program carefully and asking, is it sustainable? Is it generating the revenue the college needs to survive? Our students receive quite a bit of financial aid funded by the college itself. So there certainly are Pell Grants, there are MAP Grants, but the college itself does what we call tuition discounting. In other words, we say to a person that we really want, a young person we really want, well, we can give you $20,000 in tuition discount. Knox Gift Aid, it's called. That means less revenue coming in, and so that's part of that belt tightening.
In regards to your belt tightening, your examining programs, have you cut anything?
It depends what you mean by cut. We certainly have academic programs where there are already fewer faculty now than there were last year. So, for example, if someone is on sabbatical, they might not be replaced. And so the course offerings have shrunk in those. Actually, cutting a program in our environment, we have tenured faculty who are fully devoted. They don't commute. They teach full time. They live in the region and they interact with our students all the time. So in our environment, any decision to cut an academic program has to be carefully considered, because you strand students who are working on their majors. And we are looking at that option. There are programs that we might discontinue that would not necessarily be a major, but could be offerings within a major that we would have to discontinue in the coming years if we can't grow the enrollment back to where we were.
Are you looking or trying to add anything to perhaps attract students?
Yes. So, for example, we had many years ago, we had a business and economics major, a business administration major. That got downgraded to a minor, an economics major and a business minor, and we've built it back up again. So we did add business administration. We have always had a journalism minor, and we are exploring what would be required to have a full journalism slash communication major as well. I know that's your field. The tension, of course, is when you're cutting, you also have to make investments, right? Because you can't cut your way to quality or success. So trying to figure what is the right balance of cuts to investment in the kinds of majors that will attract students and prepare them for the future.
Teresa Amat is the president of Knox College. Amat says the college is also looking at whether to add data science as a major, and she says Knox is making major renovations to its science center, which she hopes will also attract more students. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-States Public Radio News.